For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. K-Man's spent convictions legislation, particularly with regards to ganja for personal use, is debated in Parliament.
While people do make mistakes along the way, we still need to give them a chance.
Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
Bondtown MP Chris Saunders raised this issue of expunging certain criminal records while tabling a private member's motion in the House.
Be it therefore resolved that the government considers amending the Criminal Records Spent Convictions Act 2018 revision to make a provision for the expungement of the criminal conviction of those convicted for offenses pursuant to the Misuse of Drug Act 2017 revision, specifically in relation to possession of cannabis for an amount equal to or 1 ounce or less for personal use.
Acting as Deputy Governor, the Honorable Eric Bush told MP Section 14 of the Criminal Records Spent Convictions Act already contains specific rules to allow for the expungement of convictions for minor ganja offenses, such as simple possession, consumption, and possession of pipes and utensils used for consumption. But modernization of the law is already on government's radar.
That the Criminal Records Spent Convictions Act has been referred to the Law Reform Commission for a detailed review, following the advice from the Attorney General's Chambers. And the Act would benefit from such a review in a number of areas. That referral was duly accepted by the Commission, which has undertaken preliminary work on the matter, in which we'll be continuing to advance this important work.
Over the past 3 years, the expungement board has gotten 88 applications, 67 of which were immediately expunged and 15 were deemed ineligible. The others were either deferred or ended up being automatically spent under current provisions. And not only is a legislative review underway, there's also the matter of the upcoming referendum. Premier, the Honorable Juliana O'Connor-Connolly.
What is foremost in our minds is that there's a referendum where the people can have their say, and it would be a fully consultative democracy with the exercise of their right on election for 2025. But also, it has been said by the government that the law reform, the Honorable AG has confirmed that they are reviewing it.
The motion passed. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Speaking of second chances, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Community Safety Officer Cindy Welcome has been working on an initiative that supports ex-convicts with having their criminal record expunged so that they can have a second chance to reintegrate and contribute to society.
My goal is to get our people work ready and to remove any obstacles in their path to make their dream a reality and to be the best version of themselves.
Over the past 16 months, CSO Welcome has submitted 6 applications to the expungement board on behalf of affected individuals and has been successful with 5 approvals. She did this after learning of a number of Caymanians with past criminal convictions that were having trouble getting jobs. In addition to $600,000 to support modernized equipment and additional staff to expand services at Radio Cayman, MPs also approved an additional $2 million for the Cabinet Office's budget, which will be used for long-needed building refurbishments.
The studio should be properly fitted out with cameras, and we want to have cameras in additional studios as well. We also want to have cameras available for the news director's team, so it's allowing them to be able to put their faces to the news and information that's being provided. We do know that what works well in our world today is people not only having a trusted voice, but a trusted face speaking to them. There's no doubt the studio itself needs some refreshing, bringing up to the times and modernization. And so there will be video equipment in addition to the refurbishment of the studio itself.
Cabinet Secretary Sam Rose told lawmakers procurement exercises have already started with the hope of getting the work done as soon as possible.
There's a lot more technical work that needs to be done as per the drawings and design for the site before any major works can be started.
Back in August, the tourism minister was asked in Parliament for an update on the waterfront tourism experience. At the time, the Honourable Kenneth Bryan said the designs were still being developed. In the House last week, Leader of the Opposition, the Honourable Joey Hugh, repeated the question.
I wonder if the Honourable Minister would be willing to provide an update on the plans for the attraction centre.
The current development plans, which is being done by DDDL Studios, is almost completed, which is the first phases of the project before any works can be constructed.
And when asked about costs.
The total cost to date for the Waterfront Tourism Experience project is 260,000 $562.75. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
In March 2023, the minister told Parliament government had purchased 2 acres of waterfront property in order to build a, quote, traditional Caymanian experience, including food, crafts, and entertainment. Deputy Premier the Honourable Andre Ebanks, MP, will be part of a Cayman Islands government delegation representing the country at the upcoming Financial Action Task Force plenary in Paris next week. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Led by the Attorney General, the Honourable Samuel Bulgin, the delegation will consist of representatives from multiple agencies within Cayman's anti-money laundering, countering the financing of terrorism, and countering proliferation financing frameworks such as the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, and the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce. The Financial Action Task Force plenary will consider, among other items, the listing and delisting of countries with AML or CFT deficiencies, matters with direct relevance to the Cayman Islands, such as beneficial ownership and virtual asset standards, and jurisdictional updates leading into the next round of mutual evaluations. Attending the plenary represents the latest official travel for the Deputy Premier. He had a recent series of meetings with regulators, firms, and asset managers in Tokyo and Seoul, and spoke with U.S. stakeholders during meetings in New York earlier in September. Overall, he noted that the initiatives broadened and strengthened Cayman's international regulatory and business development relationships. The FATF, or Financial Action Task Force plenary, will take place October 21st until the 25th. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
From October 18th to the 28th, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, MP, is scheduled to be the Acting Deputy Premier and Acting Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, as well as the Acting Minister for Investment, Innovation, and Social Development. After recently announcing a problem with the productions of police clearance certificates, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the technical issue affecting the RCIPS Business Center's production has been resolved. However, delays are expected due to a backlog. Applicants are urged to be patient as staff work through the requests. For urgent inquiries, contact 649-4924. The trial of a man charged with stalking another man who he had a domestic relationship with continues in Grand Court. Radio Cayman's Chevy Ebanks reports.
The trial of Theodore O'Neill Morgan, accused of stalking and other domestic offenses against a man he had a relationship with, continues in Grand Court. The complainant remains on the stand, facing cross-examination from Morgan's defense counsel, Clayton Furan. The defense questioned the complainant about messages exchanged with Morgan, which seemed to contradict his on-stand testimony. The messages show the complainant making overtly sexual comments and invitations to Morgan, suggesting a different nature of the relationship and discussions about intended sexual acts and drug use. The defense argues that the complainant has not been fully forthcoming about their relationship. The Crown's case is brought by Crown Counsel Angelique McLaughlin, and the case is overseen by the head of the Criminal Division, Justice Cheryl Richards, KC. The case could conclude this week, after which the jury of 6 women and 1 man will decide Mr. Morgan's fate. The case continues tomorrow. Chevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Today marks World Food Day 2024, and Minister Johanny J. Ebanks is lauding the Cayman Islands' strides in achieving the right to foods for a better life and a better future. Over the past 3 years, he says significant progress has been made under the Cayman Islands Food and Nutrition Security Policy. He notes key accomplishments include updates to the Farmers Identification and Registration Program, new benefits for farmers, and initiatives such as the Plant Protection Act and the National Livestock Development Program. These efforts are designed to boost local food production and cultivate a thriving agricultural sector. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.